At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Common says he likes it, so honey, he might put a ring on it.
And Los Angeles restaurateurs are begging Beyonce Censori to cover up.
Plus, Bad Baby has 57 million reasons why you can cash her outside. But first,
let's get this started.
Okay, guys, it looks like Ingrid Andress told Fergie to have a seat because her Monday Night National Anthem performance at the Home Run Derby sure was something to behold.
Ooh.
Brat, fans were stunned and had so many questions as the songstress turned our national anthem from the home of the free to the home of the flat notes.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Help us, Lord.
Listen to this.
For the land of the free.
Oh, she is drunk. Oh, she looked like a... no, y'all. You know what?
The way that black guy looked out of the corner of his eye, like the guy on the baseball star, like he's like, he knew it was bad.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Now Ingrid has responded to all the backlash, and she said, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. She also apologized to Major League Baseball, and honestly, kudos to her for realizing she needs help, but who did it the best at being the worst? Was it her, Fergie, or Roseanne Barr?
But y'all, honey, we missing the point. I am so sick of white people. Every time they do something wrong, they go to rehab. Why did you go to rehab before you came and sang the damn national anthem?
You gotta hit rock bottom.
No, she hit rock bottom on live television.
If that had been Leroy, honey, they would have not even let him get up there acting like that.
I'm sure she hit rock bottom before now.
Thank you. Did she just smell like looking before she went up there?
She just...
That's not what I'm saying, though. Somebody let Ingrid down. Like, somebody should have been like, girl, we're not gonna do it. I'm sorry,
They should have just canceled.
Yeah.
Or let somebody else do it. Anybody else.
Anybody else.
Anyone with the players.
Yeah. She looked disheveled.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
But she's going to rehab. The train wreck. Because like, I can't front. If I was the head of entertainment and the person that's in charge of letting that person go out there, I'd be like, yo, watch this.
Oh, crack.
You know it's going down.
It's bad.
Well, Common isn't keeping his love for Jennifer Hudson quiet anymore, right? Now, during a recent interview on The Breakfast Club, Common raved about his relationship with J-Hud, calling it really healthy and beautiful, and said it's just something about that Chicago hometown love, and since they're both from there.
Yes.
And the way he was professing his love for the EGOT winner and had the radio show host ask if he was going to put a ring on it, and guess what he said? If he's going to get married, it's going to be to Jennifer.
Nice.
Well, our friends over there at the Shade Room posted the interview, and a fan commented that Common has never said that about any woman. And then his ex and Gary's bestie, Tiffany Haddish, who's from L.A., replied to the fan and said, exactly, I hope they actually get married. So do you think Common's really going to tie the knot, or he was just saying that under pressure?
No, you know he ain't gonna marry Jennifer Hudson.
Why would you say that?
They don't even look alike, first of all.
It don't matter. That's the difference. Opposites attract.
First off, I don't want to see the woman that looks like Common.
If she looked like him, I'd be like, yo, bro, what's happening?
It is something about that Chi-Town connection, for real. And they have it. And they, why are you looking at me crazy, Gary?
Because, honey, I want you to talk some more about Chi-Town, then I can say what I got to say to you.
The Chi-Town connection is great.
But you went to New Orleans.
I didn't have to go to New Orleans. New Orleans came to me.
Oh!
Be not dismayed, Gary.
Also, I think Tiffany's being genuine. I think Tiffany's being genuine here, and I hope she's hoping for them to get married.
It just depends the tonality in which you say the sentence and what she said.
How you hear her voice.
He said that to all them girls. He said it to Angela Rye. He said that to Serena Williams.
You don't know that. We didn't hear that he said that to all those girls.
Well, he didn't say it to Jennifer neither. They just said he said it.
They're probably having that discussion now, though.
He said it on the interview, Gary.
He just say Jennifer. He just said he get married.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, child, baby, Kanye West, honey, and Miss Bianca Cesari have got restaurant owners, baby, and patrons gagging all over L.A. Ew. Now, Miss Bianca, honey, is outside giving baby, this girl's giving unfiltered TNA, baby, sprinkle, honey, with a little crouch. And, honey, now restaurants, honey, are considering banning the couple, y'all. Ooh.
It's all blurred because we got a blurred. That's how little she's wearing.
Yo, like, if you've seen the unblurred photos, you'd
that
be like,
ridiculous,
oh, this could be
though.
In Playboy.
She's ridiculous, honey. That's just ridiculous, honey. I mean, that's indecency exposure.
I don't understand why. Why?
But anyway, y'all, now one restaurant said, baby, this isn't good, honey, hygiene at all, and it's not all those juices dripping, honey. And another said, this is a poor example, honey, for kids, and absurd. Now, Brett, and hair correct. So, now, Brett, if you saw Bianca walk in the restaurant, baby, just, honey, showing her stuff, would you ever, or would you cover your eyes, even your kids' eyes?
Yes, yes, I would cover my kid's eyes.
Hair correct.
I would not.
I know.
Listen, they know where they get milk from. They know what it look like. I mean, like, come on. And, like, if you're going to see a pair outside, that's not a bad pair to see.
It's inappropriate. You can wear clothes.
If Keisha did that, honey, they would put it in jail.
If you're going out on a date with Kanye and you want to do that and then you want to get some attention, do that. But if you're going, like, in a public place where there'll be children and older people, like, have some respect for them and yourself.
Now, what about Hooters?
Now, you can do what you want in Hooters,
yeah.
I guess.
Won't he go around dressed like that half, nigga? Let's see what they say there.
He wears a trash bag.
When you love that Gary.
But they put his ass in jail quickly. They don't care who he is.
All right, well, let's get into this.
Dish the bag!
Well, N.O.R.E. is putting on his Nostradamus hat, and he's making predictions for the hip-hop world. Now, the rapper turned drink champ hopped on X and said, I predict Kendrick and Drake will squash it and eventually will make one of the greatest hip-hop records of all time. Ooh, at this point seems like a stretch, but do you think it's possible for Drake and K-Dot to squash their beef or you feel like Nori's living in a fantasy land?
No, I think this is, if that does happen, it's going to be a long time down the line.
You think?
It won't be anytime soon.
It don't even look like they mad at each other because Kendrick don't seem like he's angry.
Nah,
or anything like that. And I mean, if they have
Kendrick
a
don't
at each
seem
other,
like he's angry,
yeah.
You don't listen to rap.
Oh, he's angry?
Did you ever hear the song?
I heard the song
he
said,
song
we don't
like
us.
Five times in a row.
They not like us, Gary. Yeah. Not we don't like us. They not like us. Have you heard the lyrics?
Not really.
Well, he...
just...
He's a little bit angry.
Later on, just pull up the lyrics and just read them slowly to yourself, and you'll understand that there's probably no universe will have these guys in the same room in a calm scenario.
Maybe once they get old and their children play together or something, they'll meet somewhere and be like, hey, man, dap up. But other than that...
That if there's no shooting going on, that means they're going to get along.
No, bye, Gary.
Oh.
Moving on, y'all. When Bad Baby told the world to cash her outside at 13 years old, baby, she meant that. Now, this girl is out here standing on business and running up that bag. So she posted a screenshot of her OnlyFans earnings, and you will never believe how much this young lady makes, y'all. $57 million.
Really?
Did y'all hear me?
Wow.
How did she make that kind of money?
$57 million, y'all. And according to the receipts, baby girl is not out here stunting. This is all legit. She's showing it. Look.
32 million in messages, over 500,000 in tips.
Yeah, she breaks it down. She makes over 24 million off of subscriptions, over 500,000 in tips, and over 32 million bucks in private messages. Really? So the grand total is actually $71 million, y'all. But after OnlyFans takes their cut, she's left with 57 million bands.
Those people are crooks.
Yeah. After hearing this, is anybody willing to consider their occupation?
I don't think as a guy there's nothing I can offer on OnlyFans that will like generate that kind of income.
You can show your toes and all kind of stuff, head crack. You'd be surprised.
$57 million worth of toe showing?
If I thought I could make $5 million in toes, I'd have all 10 of them babies out.
I would probably just get that slob. People love that. When you're just spitting and stuff?
No, absolutely not.
You'd be like Hawk Tua guy.
No. She looked like a little blow-up doll right
that
there.
That has to be more than what Dr. Phil made this year.
Is she
making more than Dr. Phil?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, coming up, baby, honey, it looks like Southwest Airlines pushed They pushed it, baby, a little too far with hip-hop legend Pepper. Details after the break.
Pepper's here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Now, hip-hop legend Sandra Pepper Denton from Salt-N-Pepa is out here claiming Southwest Airlines did her dirty. Let's talk about Pep. She posted a video of her being kicked off a plane after she had words with the staff in regards to two seats that she had purchased for comfort because of a knee injury. Now, according to Pep, a man arrived and asked her to give up her second seat, claiming he was headed to a funeral. And she said she couldn't because of a knee injury. So the crew became demanding or demeaning and belligerent with us, stating that they decide on the comfort level of their passengers, right? So Pep recorded her interaction with the staff, and that really pissed them off because they decided it was best that she got escorted off the plane with no medical assistance for her knee. And take a look at how Pepper got emotional over the situation.
They don't like to see this because I got two seats that Southwest gave me. Try not to be angry. That's why I'm eyes are watering.
You know, but to see her that level of frustrated and trying to smile through it all and be happy, you could tell she was really, like, hurt, not only physically, but also emotionally. And when you're in that level of pain, and you say you're in that level of pain, believe that person. Even though there are some people that'll just be like, I want two seats because I want two seats.
Yeah,
right, one for my
tall,
bag.
And if she's got a knee injury.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing, Brad.
But because she did buy the tickets, it's she owns the seat,
yeah,
right?
But Brad,
it would be the seat in front of her, I guess.
She should have sat on the front row where you got the big opening, then she could have reclined her leg over.
The seats are not assigned. That's the thing. The seats are not assigned. You go in as when they call you, your zone, and you just go sit down.
They're not assigned. And she should have did the black card, put her purse in that seat, and then they wouldn't have sat there. Nobody would have known. You know how y'all put your purse to the same seat?
Yo, they in the bathroom and they in the back. They coming.
All right, y'all, it's time to
Shop West Grove!
Okay, and first up, we've got the Insight 4-in-1 wireless charger. It is the one-stop shop to charge all of your devices wirelessly.
This cool charging pad has a non-slip silicone base that keeps your phone in place during charging. It features a military and digital time display, so you know the exact time at a glance.
Ooh, honey, you can use it for your smartwatch, your earbuds, etc., honey, everything. Now, this is a must-have for everyone who has multiple wireless devices.
That's right, Gary. And now, it usually goes for as high as $118.99, but we got it for you for just $24.95.
Oh, my God.
All right, now, next up, we got this Skybar Wine Traveler. Now, it keeps pre-chilled wine or champagne cool for up to 2 hours, ensuring that your beverages stay refreshingly cold no matter where you go.
It is equipped with a convenient carrying handle that allows you to transport your favorite wines with the ease and style, darling.
Whether you're heading to a dinner party, picnic, or bringing wine as a gift, this is the perfect companion for any occasion.
What colors do they come in, Gary? Colors.
Well, Brad, honey, they come in the colors orange and green.
Yes.
And they usually go, y'all, for as high as $59.99.
But we got you for $19.99.
Okay. Woo!
All right, now, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
Okay, so which one is everybody going with?
Both of them.
I'm definitely bringing the champagne flex to my next picnic.
My phone's always in hospice, so I need to keep it charged up. So it's going to be
charged. I can charge up all my toys.
Bye, Gary.
Okay, all right. Coming up, did Halle Berry have a change of heart about working with Kim Kardashian? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Okay, guys. Do you remember that Ryan Murphy, Kim Kardashian, Hulu show, All Fair, that Kim will be starring in? We talked about this just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That would also have her acting alongside Glenn Close and Halle Berry.
Yes, we talked about this,
well,
and we were all shocked.
We were into it, right? Well, it's been reported that Halle has decided that she is no longer going to be a part of the show. Sources say that Halle dropped out due to a scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
But social media seems to think otherwise. Some people are saying that the Oscar winner might have come to her senses and realized she doesn't want to work alongside Kim. What do you think? Do you think Halle left because of her schedule, or do you think Catwoman was like, row, row, and got out of there?
I thought this was going to be good, because I feel like they all would do the little thing in the lawyer field, especially with two seasoned actresses, and then Kim does the lawyer thing in real life. Like,
yeah.
I was here for this. I really wanted to see them together.
I wasn't. Think about it now. Come on, Brad. Halle Berry, Kim Kardashian. As soon as they make this movie and it all gets out, then they're going to start comparing Kim to Halle. oh, she did such this. She looks like a sex kitten. She's this, that, and you know Halle Berry is that girl.
I don't think so. I don't think they would focus on looking like sex kittens when it's about attorneys.
Well, it don't have to be. It's just, that's just like you going on tour with head crack.
What is that supposed to mean?
Her going on tour with you.
What?
That doesn't work in this regard at all.
Yeah.
It's not a comparison.
What?
I'm really great at what I do. She's really great at what she does.
And Kim does what she does. And Kim is great at what she do. But still, Halle ain't fit to be there with her.
Well, moving on. WNBA superstar Angel Reese has a PSA for all the men who are asking her to fly them out to one of her games. Dudes out here trying to get flued out, y'all. Check it out.
Wow.
I just want to say one thing. The delusion of y'all thinking I'm finna fly any of y'all out. Be for real.
Yeah.
Like, I had not considered DMing Angel Reese to try to get flued out, but now I am.
Not everybody gonna try to get flued out.
Well, men responded to her video by calling her stingy and saying men fly women out all the time. Why can't she do it for a groupie? Fellas, would you let a female fly you out to be with them? I could not.
What do you mean?
This is what I was saying on TV, but.
Oh, but okay, good. Good, yeah, I'll say it. Send me your tickets. What?
No.
My damn, I will fly almost, I have a passport, it's good.
Don't do that.
Come on, Brad.
Cause no, don't do that. Cause Brad, then you're gonna be one her to do other stuff.
No. Have you ever flown anybody out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But Ms. Reese, I don't like her approach.
What?
Why?
Because first of all, girl, you just got money yesterday.
That's why she ain't using it to fly nobody out.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, she need to be nice and generous. God bless the child.
She don't need to be nice and generous. Whoever's coming to see her need to go see her themselves.
Also, this is opening my mind, really. Like, the WNBA groupies?
I would let some chicks dunk on me.
I hadn't thought about that before.
We got Dish Nation groupies.
Nah.
Maybe y'all do.
Oh, they're not groupies for you?
I'm working on it.
Whatever,
trying
Tanner.
To get my groupie count
I saw them comments under your post, honey. All right, y'all, coming up, Adele is saying hello to taking a break from music. Y'all find out why after the break.
Oh, Adele.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Hey, well, y'all, Adele might be hitting the stage for her latest residency in Munich, but says after that, it is over, y'all. She is taking a big break.
Oh.
So Adele told German outlet ZDF during an interview that she doesn't have plans for any new music and wants to do other creative things. Oh. She also said that she doesn't like fame and she misses everything about before being famous, like being anonymous.
Oh.
Now, why is it that famous people want to be regular and regular people want to be famous?
Because they got what they came for. They made the money that they wanted to make and they're already there. But like when they go back to being not famous for a minute, they're gonna wish they was back again.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Because people enjoy the perks of being famous. Gary,
really?
If you lost all your perks, if you couldn't take the wheelchair to the airplane, you'd be so upset. You know what I mean? If you had to walk to the plane, you would be so upset.
That's why I didn't say nothing about Daddy Outline, honey.
Also, not famous for Adele is just like not doing a residency and maybe not hanging out in New York City or something.
Adele,
like,
she's gonna have to leave the country because she's famous wherever she goes. You can't escape it.
What's not famous for you, Tanner?
What's not famous? Oh, I am not famous.
You're not?
No. No, I am not famous.
I thought they'd be all in your DM. I thought it was just
they do. They do. You just all on TV for nothing.
Yeah.
And then before this show, you was on another show all on TV for nothing.
That's right.
So you're not famous at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
All those Santa Monica Boulevard people, they don't know you?
Santa Monica Boulevard. The Santa Monica Boulevard people.
All those thirst traps on your Instagram, you are not famous.
I don't entertain.
And your OnlyFans page, you're not famous.
Yeah, listen, I'm not making bad baby money on OnlyFans yet, but.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.